Hey there, overthinkers. It's your girl, Laura Bennett, back with another dose of overthinking detox. Let's face it, life can feel like a hurricane sometimes, right? Between work deadlines, family obligations, social media scrolling, and trying to figure out what to have for dinner that never ends, our minds are constantly buzzing. Ever find yourself at the end of the day feeling more drained than relaxed? Like your brain is just running on overdrive? You're not alone. That's why today we're diving into finding inner calm and serenity in a world that feels anything but serene. Because guess what? Even amidst all the chaos, you deserve peace. You deserve quiet moments where your mind isn't racing, where you can actually just be. And trust me, it's totally possible. Alright, overthinkers, let's break it down into five key takeaways that will help you unlock that inner calm. First up, ditch the doing mindset and embrace the being. So often, we get caught up in this whirlwind of tasks and achievements that we forget to simply exist. We're constantly on autopilot, checking things off our list, chasing the next goal. But when was the last time you just sat still, breathed deeply, and let yourself be present in this moment? You don't need a fancy retreat or expensive yoga class to do this. Just 5 minutes of quiet contemplation each day can make a world of difference. Pictured ourselves curled up with a good book, listening to the birds chirping outside, or simply staring at a beautiful sunset. Let those senses soak it all in. Second, become a master of your thoughts. Our minds are like that chatty friend who never shuts up. They constantly chatter away, replaying past experiences, worrying about the future, and analyzing every little thing. But here's the truth. You don't have to be at the mercy of your thoughts. You can learn to observe them without judgment, to acknowledge them, and then gently let them go. It's like letting go of a helium balloon. You watch it float away, knowing it's no longer your responsibility. Number 3. Prioritize self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are nice. Self-care is about actively nurturing your physical, emotional, and mental well-being. It's about listening to your body's needs, getting enough sleep, eating nourishing foods, moving your body in ways that feel good, and spending time doing things that bring you joy. Think of it like this. You wouldn't neglect a beautiful garden, would you? It needs regular attention and care to thrive. So do you. Next up, connect with others. We are social creatures, wired for connection. Spending time with loved ones, engaging in meaningful conversations, and feeling a sense of belonging can do wonders for our mental well-being. Think about that warm, fuzzy feeling you get when you're laughing with your best friend or sharing a heartfelt moment with a family member. That's the power of human connection. And finally, cultivate gratitude. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. It could be anything from a delicious cup of coffee to a sunny day to a supportive friend. When we focus on what we're grateful for, our perspective shifts and we start to see the world through a more positive lens. Okay, overthinkers, let me share a real-world example with you that hits close to home. Remember last week when I was totally stressing about that presentation I had to give? My mind was racing, replaying every possible scenario, and my stomach was doing somersaults. Instead of getting sucked into the panic spiral, I took a deep breath, reminded myself to be present in the moment, and focused on one thing at a time. I visualized myself delivering the presentation with confidence, and I even practiced some calming affirmations like, I am capable and I have got this. Guess what? The presentation went off without a hitch. It wasn't because I was suddenly a public speaking superstar, though that would be nice. It was because I shifted my mindset and calmed the inner storm. So overthinkers, remember these key takeaways. Embrace being overdoing, master your thoughts, prioritize self-care, connect with others, and cultivate gratitude. These are your tools for finding inner calm in a busy world. Remember, you are not defined by your anxieties or worries. You have the power to create peace within yourself, one mindful moment at a time. Keep practicing, keep believing in yourselves, and never underestimate the power of a quiet mind. Keep those vibes high, overthinkers. I'll see you tomorrow with another dose of overthinking detox. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.